Hi, my name is Steve Marks. In this video, I'm going to show you how to create your very first Windows Azure application using Node.js. We're going to do this in three simple steps. First, we're going to develop our application. Second, we're going to test that application locally using the Windows Azure emulator. And finally, we're going to deploy our app to the public Windows Azure cloud. Let's get started. I've already installed the SDK, and I've opened a Windows Azure PowerShell for Node.js window. From within this window, I have access to a number of command line tools that will help me to build my Node application and deploy it to the cloud. We'll start by creating a new Windows Azure application and calling it Hello World. Next, we'll add a Windows Azure web role to the app. What this does is create some scaffolding that will help us to run our app under the IIS web server. The main file for our application is called server.js. Let's open that in Sublime Text. For those who have used Node.js before, this file should look very familiar. For the most part, it's exactly the Hello World app you'll find on Node.js.org. This line, however, is different. With this line, we're listening to the port specified in the port environment variable and falling back to port 1337 if that environment variable does not exist. This pattern is very important for all Node applications running under Windows Azure. It ensures that your application will always listen on the correct port, whether you're running locally in the Windows Azure emulator or in the cloud with potentially multiple Node processes running in the same virtual server to take advantage of multiple cores. Now that we have a functioning application, we're ready to move on to step two, which is to test this application locally in the Windows Azure emulator. To do that, I'll call the start Azure emulator command, and I'll pass the launch parameter. What the launch parameter does is tell Windows Azure that once the application is running locally in the emulator, I would like to open up the browser and view that application. When the browser opens, we see our Hello World text, which means the app is working. I can make changes to this application and just test them out by refreshing the browser. Let's make a somewhat significant change to the app and install the Express module. Notice here I'm using the standard Node Package Manager, or NPM. Express is a common MVC framework, and I'd like to use that in my app. To take advantage of it, we're going to change the text of our application and use the Express server instead of the built-in HTTP server in Node. We're going to instruct our app to listen to traffic to the root and respond with a simple message, "Hello from Express." Finally, we're going to listen on the correct port specified by the port environment variable and fall back to port 1337 if it's not present. Now that we've made our changes, we can refresh the browser and we'll see our new message, "Hello from Express." At this point, we're ready to move to step three. We've built our application, we've tested it locally in the emulator, and we're ready to deploy to the public cloud. The first time that we do this on a machine, we need to first call the Get Azure Publish Settings command. This will open up the browser and take us to the Windows Azure portal, where we'll be prompted to download a published settings file. This file contains information about our subscription and credentials for deploying to that subscription. I'll save this application locally, and then I'll use a second command called import Azure Publish Settings to pull that information in. At this point, I'm ready to deploy to the cloud. Before I do so, though, I would like to change something called the instance count. I would like to instruct Windows Azure to run my application across two different virtual servers for high availability. I'll change that by calling the set Azure instances command and setting the number to 2 for this web role. Now I'm finally ready to deploy. I'll call the publish Azure service command. I'll give it a name. This is going to be part of the domain name for my application. And I'll use the launch parameter again so that once this finishes, the browser will open. This step is going to take a few minutes. Windows Azure is going to provision virtual machines for my application, it's going to configure IIS and the operating system, and it's going to set up load balancing across those virtual machines for even load distribution and high availability. A few minutes later, once my application is running, the browser opens and I can see my Hello from Express message again, this time served from the cloud. In just a few steps, we were able to build our application, test it locally using the Windows Azure emulator, and deploy it to the public cloud. If you'd like to learn more about developing for Windows Azure, please visit windowsazure.com and click Develop. Thanks.